Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Describe a place where you go to get work done, mastering IELTS speaking part. In the IELTS speaking test, candidates are assessed on several factors, including fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range, and accuracy and pronunciation. One common topic that frequently appears in the IELTS speaking exam is discussing places where people go to get work done. This topic provides an excellent opportunity to demonstrate a wide range of vocabulary and the ability to describe and explain effectively. During the speaking test, there are three parts. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. This involves answering questions about familiar topics. Part 2, Long Turn. Here, you speak for 1 to 2 minutes on a given topic. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. This involves discussing the topic from Part 2 in more depth. This article will guide you on how to excel in Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3 by providing you with sample questions, model answers, and tips to achieve a high band score. We'll focus on the topic, describe a place where you go to get work done. 2. Main Content. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. Common questions in Part 1. Do you prefer to study work at home or in a library? What kind of place do you find most productive for getting work done? Do you often go to cafes or co-working spaces to work? How important is the environment for your productivity? Sample response for a question. Question: What kind of place do you find most productive for getting work done? Answer: I find libraries to be the most productive place for getting work done. Libraries are quiet and free of distractions, which greatly helps me stay focused. Moreover, the ambience of a library, with its collection of books and studious atmosphere, is very conducive to deep concentration. Additionally, most libraries offer free Wi-Fi and a comfortable seating arrangement, which are essential for long hours of work. Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. Describe a place where you go to get work done. You should say where this place is, what it looks like, what kinds of work you do there, and explain why you go to this place to get work done. Model answer. One of my favorite places to get work done is a small cafe located near my house. This cafe is known as the Art Cafe. It has a cozy atmosphere with warm lighting, comfortable chairs, and interesting art pieces displayed on the walls. The cafe is usually filled with a soft murmur of conversations and background jazz music, which I find incredibly soothing. Whenever I have to complete my assignments or work on my freelance projects, I head over to this cafe. The availability of free Wi-Fi and the calming environment make it an ideal spot for productivity. Furthermore, the staff are friendly and they serve an excellent range of coffee and pastries, which keeps me energized during my work sessions. I prefer this place because it strikes a perfect balance between isolation and a sense of community. While I can immerse myself in my work, I also feel a part of the vibrant atmosphere at the cafe. This setting significantly boosts my creativity and concentration, making it my go-to spot for any serious work. Sample follow-up questions. Do you think the work environment affects the quality of work? Why? Absolutely. The work environment plays a crucial role in the quality of work. A well-organized and calm environment can drastically improve one's focus and productivity. Conversely, a noisy or cluttered space can lead to distractions and decreased efficiency. How important is it to have a place dedicated to getting work done? Having a dedicated place for work is very important as it helps to establish a routine and separates work from leisure. This distinction can enhance productivity and ensure better work-life balance. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Discussion questions and sample answers. Examiner, how have workspaces changed in recent years? Candidate, workspaces have evolved significantly over the past few years, with a notable shift towards flexible working environments. Modern workspaces often include co-working spaces, home offices, and even public places like cafes. This change has been driven by technological advancements that allow people to work remotely and the increasing realization of the importance of work-life balance. Examiner, what are the advantages and disadvantages of working in a shared space? Candidate, working in a shared space, such as a co-working space, has several advantages. It offers opportunities for networking, collaboration, and a sense of community. Additionally, it can provide a stimulating environment that can boost creativity. However, there are also disadvantages, such as distractions from other people and sometimes a lack of privacy. Vocabulary and structures to achieve high scores. Key vocabulary. Productive, producing or achieving a lot, ductive. Example, libraries are incredibly productive places for getting work done. Ambience, N, the character and atmosphere of a place, ends. Example, the cafe has a soothing ambience. Conducive, making a certain situation or outcome likely or possible, jusive. Example, a quiet environment is conducive to concentration. Distractions, things that prevent someone from concentrating on something else. Example, libraries are free from distractions. Networking, V, interacting with others to exchange information and develop professional or social contacts. Networking. Example, co-working spaces offer great networking opportunities. Useful structures. Comparatives and superlatives. Comparative, libraries are more productive working environments than cafes. Superlative, the art cafe is the best place to work because of its ambience. Conditionals. First conditional, if the cafe has free Wi-Fi, I will work there more often. Second conditional, if I could choose any place to work, it would be a quiet library. Causative sentences. The soothing music at the cafe makes me more focused. The lack of noise in the library allows me to concentrate deeply. 3. Conclusion. Achieving a high score in the IELTS speaking test requires a strategic approach, especially when discussing familiar topics like places to get work done. By practicing with sample questions and incorporating a range of sophisticated vocabulary and structures, candidates can greatly enhance their performance. Remember to articulate your thoughts clearly, support your ideas with detailed explanations, and maintain a coherent flow throughout your response. Examiner's tips for high scores. Practice regularly. Consistent practice helps improve fluency and coherence. Expand vocabulary. Use varied and advanced vocabulary to express your ideas. Use natural intonation. Natural and varied intonation makes your speech sound more engaging. Stay relaxed. Keep calm and focused to ensure that you express your ideas clearly and confidently. By following these tips and integrating the suggestions provided in this article, you are well on your way to achieving a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.